We are going to read chosen excerpts from Bala Sulam's articles about the building of the last generation. You can ask questions live, of course.
Yes, we read verse number 16, yes, last time. So maybe we will continue and see.
Excerpt number 17.
Meaning, Bala Sulam wants to depict to us here all sorts of pieces of information and about the times that will come. The way he depicts it, the way he understands it. Sometimes it appears to us as close to reality. Sometimes it seems far from reality. Sometimes it appears as if it's impossible for it to be that way. And it really could be that yes, and it could be that no. First, we should say the truth that also Bala Sulam doesn't see this, because every single detail is revealed eventually in the way that it is revealed, and no one knows in advance what's happening. That's, you know, the greatest prophet possible. And times change, and there's free choice, and there are changes within the Kelim. We need to see them in the form of, certainly there are stages that are clear according to what we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah, in the correction of the Kli. But the manner in which the Kli works in the correction can be very different, and we see this also in our history and also what was beforehand, even though we understand the process that has to be according to the rules of the wisdom of Kabbalah, but in the forms of this world, it can occur in a way that we can't right now define. Hence, it could be that we have yet to come to, or can not yet agree with Bala Sulam, what he writes about communism, etc. Even though we see that the world is ready to come closer to this, and the Americans are coming to this concept of socialism, and even communism is already not such a complete rejection. That's why we need to see in these excerpts, because we've taken these excerpts from different handwritings of Bala Sulam that we have in our archives. So these verses could belong to different places and speak about different states. And here only, for us, they're arranged as if they're arranged according to cause and consequence, as if there's a connection between them. So each and every verse, it's not worthwhile to connect it with the other adjacent verses, but rather to understand that we want to grasp his opinion, his attitude about this a little, about that a little, about that a little. Truly cut off things here and there. They're not things that are in a cause and consequence, in some kind of relation to one another.
17. Excerpt number 17, Bala Sulam, The Writings of the Last Generation. Morality based on public benefit exists in social animals too. However, this is not enough, since it changes to vulgarity where it is harmful to society, such as the great patriotic murder carried on the shoulders of nationalists. Thus, only religion-based morality is durable, valid, and irreplaceable. We find the same among savage nations, whose level of morality is far greater than civilized nations.
Meaning, as much as we advance and the will to receive grows, certainly we have all kinds of philosophies, how to behave correctly and nicely. We can see how our society invents for itself all kinds of new rules, and that this is nice and this is right and this is not nice and this is not right. A person who is sentenced today in some courthouse receives a punishment, let's say, of 10 years in prison. If he were to be judged 20, 30 years, he wouldn't even be considered as a punishment at all, a punishable act. You see all kinds of things. The world doesn't exactly know what is truth, and therefore everything depends on politics and the general senses that people have, whoever's buying and who's selling what. And human society is truly not looking at itself from the side, otherwise it would truly see how its entire foundation and the conditions, the rules, its values, how it's all coming like, it's like in the marketplace. Who buys, who sells, and that's how we arrange the rules of engagement in the society, and that's it. The TV that rules and controls every single thing, that whatever they feel like, it decides the form of the society. So that's why he's saying that if morality is based on the public benefit and it's upon religion, and it really doesn't matter which religion, but at least then there's a certain general agreement, a social agreement, and in such a manner the society can exist as one body. In our times, it's certain that not. If we're talking about a religion, a religious society, you can also see what kind of wars and with due to religion, how many even with us, and not really lively, but still, also all the time. Also, there's wars. Now, we're several years after the the beginning of the state of Israel, and we have not according to the ideology, but according to whether one is Sephardic and one is Ashkenaz. And there's those who are Ashkenaz that are resistors, and there are those who are the disciples. And there's those are foreign against. Even within the religion itself, there are already so many factions that are battling one another. And I mean, we're in a state where the general natural law doesn't exist even in the religion here. I guess here, when he was writing it, it was still true. He says that from here that only religion-based morality is durable. Religion, he means the force of bestowal, he calls it religion, is what can be valid and bring us to the right process. Clear? Questions? What do you have?
What is really morality that's based on religion, on bestowal?
The force of bestowal, the ability to bestow, concern for the society, where each needs to only care for the society, not for oneself.
But it said that everyone has to take this morality upon themselves.
Accept it or not, that doesn't matter. He's saying about this thing that exists, that this is called religion. Religion is called bestowal. Where does he write it there, Yaniv? In 16? Okay, so we'll go back to 16 first.
Excerpt number 16, Bala Sulam, Writings of the Last Generation. The religious form of all the nations should first obligate its members to bestow upon each other, to the extent that the life of one's friend will come before one's own life, as in, love thy friend as thyself. One will not take pleasure in society more than a backward friend. This will be the collective religion of all the nations that will come within the framework of communism. However, besides that, each nation may follow its own religion and tradition, and one must not interfere in the other.
He completed everything in this. Is there more than that?
In another place, he says that that bestowal, the religion of bestowal, it brings the spirit with it and therefore agreed upon everyone.
Meaning this has to be above all the differences. You can have all the differences you want, but if they're under the roof of bestowal, one to another, then all the differences specifically give bestowal, the shades, the colors, and such an intermingling that it leads to a complete kli.
Well, we, the 1%, we understand this rule, but the 99, what about them?
I don't know. First, let's agree that we're responsible for it to be in the 99. More? Okay? Yes?
He says here that morality is based on the benefit of society, and I also didn't understand the example about the murder that's taken on the hands of the nationalists, but can you explain what does he mean here?
If you don't go according to the religion, which is bestowal is called religion, all the religions are under this, all what we call religion. They can be each, these are traditions. That's how Rabash used to say, call them religion, customs or traditions. He would say, I don't understand those traditions. That's how he used to say many times. That's how he would hear saying traditions. Because religion is bestowal. The laws of bestowal are the mitzvot, the obligation to observe them and to reach the state of their implementation between each and every one as one heart, as one man.
And also there has to be the upper force here.
That's for sure, that's clear.
Meaning, this is what we're bestowing for. This is the religion, which means not communism or something else, or a good society without the upper force.
We start from that, from being a good society, from being a good life. There'll be no wars, there'll be more secure and no hunger. As you can see in the world today, there's all kinds of problems. And why are they there? In order to bring the world closer to correction, to show it that it's corrupted. But from lo lishma, we come to lishma. By carrying out actions that lead us to good corporeally, you understand that from all these things there's good, that it's worthwhile to observe them, not so that we will have food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, but that there is a rising to a completely different degree. Eternality, perfection. So we will be able to do this not in our kilim, in my belly, I need to be in my stomach. What I'm eating, what I'm drinking, how I live, but rather let's live in our soul.
No, Shagatire.
Well, Shagasi. Behind you.
Good morning. The main complaint I'm hearing is,
where do you hear?
And what I hear about the different systems that up until now were the systems that sustain mankind. Security and education and healthcare and so on, that it seems as though the Creator is turning them off one by one. He's like taking away his bestowal
What does it mean that it's disconnecting?
Look, the judicial system, its entire purpose is for everyone to live in a certain kind of order, for people not to kill each other, and does it work? It's not working.
Because the ego enters every single system, it breaches through and brings every system in a crooked way such that it's not existing, but even eats itself up. We see this.
And it's clear.
In Russia, we used to do this long ago, meaning there's a person, we need to put him in prison. What are we going to do to him? So we make, let's say, a law that you're not allowed to, I don't know, what there, something that he's doing. And then we'll put it into a prohibition, and we put him into prison. That's how it is. Meaning laws are made according to the needs.
When I hear that, I immediately start fearing that someone is, you know, thinking about me.
What do you think? Each and every one of us has a court case against us.
I'm thinking maybe... On the one hand, these systems are starting to work, stopping to work. On the other hand, the potential of the harm that they bring...
Well, so what? What are you trying to say by this?
So, we have to bring the Creator into this.
Our role, what's upon us, is to show the whole world that through this way, which is failing, and that we need to come out of it only by us bringing the connection as... the most exalted, graded thing there is.
So my question's split. On the one hand, these systems really don't work. On the other hand, why does the Creator make them more and more...
In order to awaken you...
And where are we?
You are between this and that, between the Creator and the society, and you have to bring a connection between the Creator and the society.
I mean, practically wise... Where do we stand? Where is our place in this task, awakening?
We are not standing on anything. We're not keeping our fate.
So what are we doing wrong?
We are barely tolerating you, and that's not okay. Yes, please.
From what I hear... If one nation is not supposed to interfere in the business of another nation, then how can you reach connection then?
No nation, not even any group within a nation, cannot intermingle with what's happening with another group, except for religion, except for connection to the extent of love, which they must observe between them. Meaning, I am depicting, it should be clear, that we need to be, there needs to be a roof, which is called bestowal, love, and this is called religion. This is called religion. And below here, you have philosophy. We write it without the Aleph. Look at Baal Salam. I think he writes it with an Aleph. Okay, let it be this way. Philosophy. What else? Ethics. What else? Parties. Traditions. It's clear, yes? That's all below. Do with it whatever you want. Here you can also argue. To argue and truly whatever you want. It's like scientists, let's say, where there's an argument between them. So what? As long the main thing is the matter of love will cover all transgressions. Here, there has to be a dome that covers them all. It's like in the family. There are many opinions and everything, but it's family. And don't mix this with what we call between us religions, which is a question mark here. That's not the same religions that we mean. When we say religion, we mean bestow. Love. Okay? Let's continue. Yes? What?
How's this possible?
What?
What's not possible? The fact that there's philosophy, morals, ethics, customs, and they're in struggle.
It's not struggles. It's each according to... So you're a Muslim, and I'm Jewish, and he's Catholic, and he's some evangelist or something like that, and he's like in Taoism or whatever it is. It doesn't matter what. Why is it a problem? But we all of us, belong to mankind, and we must reach adhesion to the Creator. This stems from the attributes in the between us here, below this dome, our qualities that we're built from. One goes to philosophy. You think Baal Salem writes that you have with your father who was a Nazi. His son is actually the opposite. He's a communist. He loves people there, and so on. And it goes like that, and it's opposite. That's like a natural tendency. You can see this according to parties, according to the generation that's born. Does he have an inclination to this way or to that way? And that's why it doesn't have to do with the relation to the Creator. It's under the Creator everyone is like this. What do you think? All those who are in our world here, all those who are here are behaving because they want to behave that way? The Creator's playing with them. He needs also to have that for correction, for there to be all kinds of forms of connection between them in a corporeal manner. For them to scrutinize between them and do like a market between them, of course it's him that's doing it. But under the dome of love, connection, that must be.
Yes. What is there about love that allows so many opposites to exist, to coexist?
Love covers all transgressions. That's what it has. As it connects all of these contradictions that there are. Here there are many, many contradictions. And upon all these transgressions, these sins, love covers it. Love is the form of absolute bestowal. And religion is considered that process that you need to go through in order to attain love and bestowal.
So it cancels the differences?
No, God forbid, like he writes in Baal Salem and Peace in the World, where everyone has to remain that way specifically, and they will grow even more and more. And people will come to a state where no one will agree with the other in any way. Each will be a party. Each will be an institution. You see what's happening? But in accordance with that, Love covers all transgressions. It must be. The greater the ego in the evolution, you have greater differences. Well, look, Jews are more developed. Look what's happening to them. It was always like that. Even look how many parties there were and whatnot. Here they would have already killed each other. Yes? Because you're not working under the dome of love, the purpose of life, the purpose of love. You don't know what you exist for. You exist in order to show here that you are, let's say, here with your most successful philosophy of all. And that's the whole idea. And may everyone die as long as I'm right. This is what it means that you're under the dome of love, bestowal. It means that this is why we exist, in order to reach eternal life and adhere to the Creator. This is something you need to bring to the knowledge of the population, to the knowledge of humanity, that our entire life is in order to come to eternal life, to the revelation of the Creator. What don't you understand?
What I don't understand is what is the cause and what is the consequence. If today it seems to me that I have a different opinion than others do, then because of that I hate them.
You're talking as a simple citizen?
Yeah, so today it seems to me because I have a certain opinion and he has a different opinion, this is why we hate each other.
Because you didn't get the correct education. You don't know why you exist. So the more you live, you can be inside your shell and your and him and his opinion and his reason. When what's next?
So the other opinions, the distance between the opinions is the cause for hate.
Right, well, we can see this according to the parties now before the
so how
elections.
Could it be that the same factor remains, meaning that we stay in separate opinions?
Like he writes in Freedom, also Peace in the World, he writes that we have to keep and maintain those differences.
And still, suddenly, we'll feel love. If our opinions aren't that different,
you rise above this matter, this time that we're hearing. In the family, the child can't have the same opinion like mother or father. They love him or don't love him, or they hate and want to kill him. I'm asking you, is there a matter of above that? It's not all simple like you. That's it, to kill and that's it. No, there's a matter of degrees of importance. This is more important, and that's more important, and that's more important. It's not just that it's more important, but if I see a child that wants to develop in a direction that doesn't seem to me at all, but it's according to his nature, it's written, educate a child according to his ways. That's how I'm going to do it, according to his ways. Yes?
Again, love, it's revealed on a different level?
Of course, love is above everything. Love between people, because it's one soul. And in one soul, you have thousands and thousands, billions of parts, each in its different nature. So what? Does this bother anyone? That each is different? Enter an engine or into a car or other machine, you'll see how many things that are completely contradicted, but they work together in harmony, because one cannot be with the other without the other. Can a plus be without a minus? What did you find?
Bala Sulam, the peace, he says that the achievement of the correct or preferable opinions, this is based on the contradiction between two previous opinions, and accordingly, everything goes and grows.
Shamir?
Good morning, Rav.
You know, when we understand the importance of true religion, which is quality of bestowal, so the importance of the tradition and culture, it becomes a bit less. So my question is that when we are talking about the last generation, will people still follow those rituals and traditions once they understand that true religion is the quality of bestowal?
Yes.
They'll keep it as much as they keep, and then there'll be other traditions which are traditions of bestowal, and that will replace all the other ones. There's no point in being worried about that. We need to be concerned only how we connect the bestowal and love between us. And let the Creator rule over this and give forces to it. All the rest, let it occur the way it occurs. I'm not concerned with religions and faiths and all those things. To none of those things. The world will exist and continue even without that. Eventually, all the corrections which make us lose from our sensations, the sensation of this world, as we rise above into a perception of this world, then that's why you don't remain not in India, not in China, and not in the rest of the countries, all the religions and faiths of different kinds that humanity has invented. All that remains is one soul, with the correct development, with the connection between the very different parts that are connected together to one mechanism, to the peak of love. That's it.
Thank you.
You're not satisfied, I can see.
Because what you just told Shamir, it means that those customs will be cancelled.
In the end, this world is cancelled, of course. This world. What did I say? I don't want to decide before, after, or how. But eventually, at the end of these corrections, the world rises to the spiritual degree, meaning it disappears and is hidden from our senses and will be expressed in our corporeal manner, like it's depicted in our senses. And be depicted only as a spiritual force in us. Only the soul. Because this world is imaginary. It's the lowest possible degree that was just given to us now, so that we, from it, will have where to rise from and where to start with from. Still vegetative, animal, and speaking disappears. Only the degree of Adam HaRishon exists. Yes?
And on the way there, these differences will also be kept, or they'll be cancelled. A moment before the end of correction, on the way there.
Yeah, slowly, slowly, all these differences, like Shamil says, that we will stop to feel the importance with all kinds of traditions. Now they are, it's as if they are, before they turn out, like with embers. That's how they give the right awakening, which could be very long term and very harsh. Religious wars can still happen, but yes.
What about ideology? Will the communists have to agree with the liberals?
No, I'm telling you, no. No one will agree with the other. But rather, they will be even more particular in this. Okay, we're done with you for today. Well,
how does this transition happen? Because when people are talking about that their path is right, correct.
Who?
Today in the world, I mean.
Who are you considering about the righteousness of the path? They don't know anything, not about the path, and not about themselves, and not about anything.
Yeah, but they're willing to kill each other for it, including us sometimes on
the way. Let them kill.
The question is, even in the simplest explanation that we give to our students in the campuses,
that's different. Say that you're asking as far as dissemination and those matters. So for dissemination, we're just telling them what is good for them to know. Educate a child according to his ways. That's the explanation that you're giving to a child or to an adult, to the extent in which he can tolerate, and no more than that.
So in the campuses with all the friends, get together in tens and in the circle and do this and that, obviously. But when you look at what's going on in the world, on the news and so on, there's a feeling like that there's this, everything's closing in on you, the craziness, the everything, and people are thinking, how can this talk about love and bestowal reach those people that are willing to kill each other, including you, for their opinion about what life is?
Well, so where's the transition between hatred and love?
Yeah, really.
It's the closest that you could imagine. The closest. The greater they are, the closer they are.
We say that our solution is education, that we have to teach these ideas to people.
You cannot change the laws of nature. You can only explain them gradually to people. You also are not allowed to lie, but to explain everything according to their degree so that it will be good for them, so that they advance towards good. It's only about this. So what's the problem? We tell them that we can observe all the rules, because specifically through the contradictions and disputes between us, we create a society that is so rich with different manners. And the whole problem is that from each of us, or from them, we have to be considerate with others and to move in one direction. One direction is love, to be as one family. Everyone is different, so what? If I love someone and he's different than me, then I love also his difference. I'm not acquiring his difference, and he's not buying mine either. But we are filling one another, and by that we have a very special partnership that is revealed. As he's thinking this way, and I'm thinking the opposite. So what? So there's a potential difference or gap between us, and we can make a benefit from this. Why are you so square?
No, I mean,
learn from nature. See what happens in biology. See what happens in the whole animal life. Specifically, these differences give us so much. We're in times where these things are kind of like being extinct. It will be discovered now, even a greater blow from this. That's it. Everything needs to be. All of a sudden you discover that in everything you have necessity that will be existent. You're not allowed, like Balasam says, to lose even some quality from the world, because it won't come back and you won't find it. It's truly a terrible atrocity.
I'm sure about our explanation and that these rules or laws are correct because you feel them. It's like, you know, the situation, it's like two cowboys mid-noon with their guns, and you tell them, wait a second, you don't hate each other, you actually love each other. How will that go in?
Yeah, sometimes they'll kill one another. It's like all for correction. It's all corrections. Do you have something?
Yeah, from the freedom. If we corrupt a certain inclination in some individual, we are considered as chopping off a true organ from his essence, and that is a true loss for all of creation, because it doesn't exist and will not exist such in the world.
Meaning, if you come to a person and you convince him forcefully something, and he, under your influence, leaves his previous opinion, you're actually causing damage. You need to explain only about love, how, like, you come to love with others. And that's it. That's it. I don't want to hear more than that, anything else. Just that. But what would you say?
I'll keep my opinion, but people, in name of their opinion.
Oh, that, you need to teach them how love will cover all transgressions. That's your work. And that's it. And the fact that they're going out and killing one another, that's your problem. Still, your dissemination is not beneficial so much. Okay. No, we have Cohen. Well, what does he want?
I feel what Leo's saying. If I try to explain to a horse about the price of hay, he'll let go.
That's his legitimate, correct response. What's the problem? That's how they do.
And people on Facebook, on the road, if we're trying to explain something to them without, you know, simply give them a deficiency, but saying, this is going to happen. Look.
Everything is clear.
It's like,
I don't
want to hear them. I don't want to hear, I want to hear we. That's it. What do we need to do? Them, the Creator is arranging them in that way. The Creator is bringing you them, and you have to get along. That's it. And don't say about them one word. You know, go to them and do. You don't know, sit and study for the time being. How to do.
How to raise the chisaron, the man.
They're in such a form. You have to accept them and work with them as they are. Don't say a word about them. Just say about yourself. That's it. Well,
in the three past days, we've been learning about subjugation. And today we also had a very special workshop in order to wrap it all up before we move on to Purim. We'd like to ask all the friends from around the world and also here in Israel to send us questions about subjugation. Whatever the friends would like to ask, to scrutinize, we'll collect all of these questions, we'll bring them to you, we'll ask them in an orderly fashion, and we'll be able to summarize everything this way.
I recommend for you to read the scroll of Purim with the light of subjugation and see that it spins around subjugation as well. And in the days of Ahasuerus, the story, which is completely leading towards subjugation. The king of subjugation was Mordechai, and all of Israel, all the Jews of the 127 countries are not in subjugation. How do we reach it? Okay? Niv, do you have a role or not?
Announcements! The World Yeshivat Chavarim, this evening, 6:45, we're inviting all of our friends from the world, Kli, to unite and be together on the World Yeshivat Chavarim. Lesson! Women's lesson. We're inviting all of our friends, girlfriends, all the women from the world, Kli, to join us on this lesson. Be with us. Foundation, the Kabbalah Lam College is happy to invite you to an introductory lecture or introductory lectures that will take place all over Israel throughout the month of March. For further details, contact us.
מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside and
endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.
Казахстан, Сибирь и Крым дышат воздухом одним. Устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.
Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.